You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. This past Wednesday, Southwest Michigan partners on a new history project spent hours going through the Civil War pension records of local African Americans. That might not sound exciting to you.
We don't even know the beginnings of how much is in here.
But it certainly is to Michelle Johnson. She's the state's public historian on the pre-1915 Michigan Black Communities Project, funded by the Kellogg Foundation. Let me explain. To receive their pensions, many African American veterans had to prove that they were injured in the Civil War. And that claim had to be verified on firsthand accounts by other veterans, coworkers, or neighbors. As a result, these records are about as juicy as you can get. They have it all. Anecdotes, medical histories, finances, and stuff you might see on your favorite soap opera.
Because there was this movement at this time on the part of the federal government to tell folks to have women have to prove that they'd been virtuous even after their husband had passed away. So if she had any experience with other men, cohabitated with men, was known to have had sexual relations with them, she could lose her pension.
With the help of a grant from the Michigan Humanities Council, the groups plan to put together local black histories for select cities in Michigan from about 1865 to 1915, the end of slavery through the Great Migration. Why that era? Denise Miller of SHARE, the Society for History and Racial Equity, says African Americans of that time period faced some tough decisions. Should they try to get paid for the work they had been doing as slaves? Or should they build a different life somewhere else?
It's sort of our puberty and our coming of age in ways, you know what I mean? It's that period where we're just really beginning to say who we are in this country.
Miller says Southwest Michigan was a hub of activity during that time. Black Americans were finding jobs in new industries, and the demographics were shifting. Patty Parker works at the Governor's Mansion Museum in Marshall. She's one of the historians working on local histories for Marshall and Albion.
One of the things we're looking at is the African American community in Marshall that used to be so vibrant and alive and then disappeared. And we're looking to find out where they went to. Were they going to a place? Were they leaving Marshall on purpose? Was it, you know, what caused that?
At the same time, African Americans were coming to Albion in waves. Parker wonders, did they leave Marshall for Albion, or is it a coincidence? She says it's especially interesting now because the Marshall and Albion schools are merging together.
So how fun for these students of these two communities look at how their communities were, you know, 100 years ago and see that change back and forth.
Jacob Johnson works for SHARE. He's also a fourth-generation Kalamazoo resident.
This is my great-great-grandfather's house who built it, and then my grandfather also lived in there, and my father and his brothers grew up in this house, which is on Pioneer Street here in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Is it still standing there?
Still standing, and still in the family.
He says he's hoping to find some of his ancestors in the pension records.
Just a little bit of hearsay or legend that one of my relatives was a Civil War veteran who did apply for a pension. I'm not sure. I don't know much about it, but I'm just here to kind of support this effort and, yeah, hopefully find some family history as well.
So what will these groups do with all of that information? First, they'll give it to the Michigan Historical Museum in Lansing. Then they'll brainstorm creative ways to bring these local stories to the cities they came from. Denise Miller says in Kalamazoo, they're planning to turn them into visual art, essays, poetry, and a three-act play. She says art allows people to open up about tough subjects like racism and equality.
If they're not really ready for this dialogue, but want to have it but don't know how to, they're able to talk about the plays, the creative pieces first, and then go into a deeper dialogue.
You can find out more about the pre-1915 Black Communities Project through the link on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.